as we get set now for day two of racing action. Heat number four about to get underway. And the rookies out on the circuit. So they're forming up now. It's great to have all the great sponsors on board throughout season 2019 here at the Canberra Kart Racing Club and Circuit Mark Webber. And of course, as we've mentioned right throughout the weekend, this weekend's racing is brought to you by Burko Engineering. So as we get set for heat four of the rookies, on the pole is the 18 of Christopher Joubert. The 8 is Connor Blaxall. Then you've got the 23 of Toby McAllister. Behind him is the Luke Puttock cart. Further back then, Riley Jackson, Aidan Williams, Bailey Sweet, Oliver Saed, and then further back the P Platers. I'm getting set for a start. They're in good formation. As we look to a start here in the Southern Star Series, heat number four. We're away and racing. Very even start. Joubert on the inside. Oh, we've got one card off into the infield. Rejoining the circuit. Well, that was good. That was good work there because he was out of control for a while, but rejoined. That was the three card now of Bailey Sweet, who turned upside down in heat one yesterday. As they work their way around the top of the circuit, it's Connor Blaxall in the 8 cart that leads the way. Joubert in the 18 just starting to back up a little as they complete lap number one here. The Dino of Connor Blaxall. Joubert in the 18 is just taken at the line by Darcy Boulding in the 15. Now, Darcy Boulding in the 15 had a spin when he was coming out of the pit gate. So he's gathered things up quickly here and putting in a good run. The 15 card ahead of the 18, who's getting pressured by the 65 of Josh Hart. So around the top of the circuit now, and Joubert has dropped another spot. It's got the 23 now on his back bumper, Toby McAllister. But across the line, it's Blaxall, Boulding, Hart. Oh, good move here by the 44 of Oliver Saed. Saed in the 44 was fast yesterday and is now working his way up through the field. And Saed in the 44, now in fourth position. Joubert, McAllister, Puttock, Williams, Jackson, Skinner and Sweet round out the 11 carts still on the circuit here in heat number four of the rookies. As they come across the line, Blaxall with almost a 1 second lead over Boulding. Saed makes the dive down into turn number one and he is now up into third position. So the 44 on a charge. Fastest lap of the race is Oliver Saed's in that 44 cart, a 36.755. The next fastest is Darcy Boulding with a 36.898. So the 44, clean track for the moment, and going to try and run down Darcy Boulding in the 15 cart as they come across the line to complete lap number four. So they work through the S's. Connor Blaxall is your race leader. Last lap at 36.9. So the speed starting to pick up at the front of the field with Darcy Boulding in the 15. Still in second place, 0.7 of a second behind the race leader. Then you go back to Oliver Saed, 1.2 seconds back on the lead now. And Josh Hart staying with him in the 65 card. A big gap back then to Chris Joubert. Then it's Luke Puttick, McAllister, Williams, Jackson, Sweet and Skinner round out the running order. All single file at the moment from fifth place on back. So your leader, Connor Blaxall, 36.933. Then it's the 15 of Darcy Boulding, still in second, cut that gap down now to 0.5 of a second. As it's now within a cart length, that battle at the front of the field. So Boulding in the 15. The Arrow closing in on the Dino. Within a half a cart length as they head into turn number two now. Through the right-hander. Both carts very smooth through there. No advantage gained by Boulding, who's running back through the dip now. Up on the back straight. Side by side they run. As Boulding tries to make the pass, he makes the move going into the top turns. But the crisscross and Blaxall will take the lead back. So Blaxall works his way through the pit turn. We're on lap number 7. It's now completed, and here comes the 44 of Oliver Sayed. Sayed tries to make it 3 wide into turn 2. Boulding has been touched. He goes around, and then it's also the 8 of Connor Blaxall involved in that incident. And Sayed now in the 44 is your new race leader. Can Boulding get out of the kitty litter? It doesn't look like he can. So Boulding is stranded down there in the entrance to the S's. And your race leader will be the 44 of Oliver Sayed. The 65 of Josh Hart is in second position. Then in third place, it's Connor Blaxall. The gap back then is Chris Joubert. Then it's Puttick, Jackson, Sweet, McAllister. Oh, I didn't see how Darcy Boulding got out of the grass then. But he's now a lap down. So our leader, Sayed, in the 44. As Sayed, 36.236, his fastest lap, his last lap, a 36.624. So Sayed has not got away from Josh Hart. Hart is still staying within a half a second of the race leader. Blaxall still runs in third, and then Joubert, with Sweet now working his way forward. Bailey Sweet in the 3. Looks to the inside as Joubert as they head towards the top turns. They're side by side. And Sweet has made the pass. Coming off the top turns, following him through is Riley Jackson. So Joubert loses 2 spots through the top turns that time. As the race leader, Oliver Sayed continues on up the back straight. Josh Hart in second position. Then it's Darcy Boulding, 1 lap down in the 15. Behind him is Connor Blaxall. Further back to Sweet, Jackson, Joubert, Puttick, Skinner, McAllister and Williams round out the runners on the leader's lap. So Junior Performance heads out onto the circuit now as they get set for heat number 4. Looking at the order, it's Ryan Pring in the 33 who'll start from the pole. Then the 16 of Joseph Waddell. The 3 of Louis Beghia. The 43 of McLansborough, Kennedy is in the 30. The 91 is Cooper. Then it's back to Lachlan Campbell in the 7. And the 24 is Macy Claudere. So they're just about set. We've got Macy Claudere just trying to catch up to the pack. And might not get a start this time by. So, no start this time by. So, interesting junior performance right across the weekend. Had some quick carts coming right through the pack. There's Macy Claudere. So she's going to be in formation now. So we should be right for a start. as we get set. Heat number four, junior performance here in the Southern Stars Series 2019, round number one at Circuit Mark Webber. They're in good formation. This is looking good for a start now. And they're away. A good start off the outside by the 33 of Ryan Pring. Sideways, Waddell goes into turn number one as the leader. Bahia in third position. Then it's back to Calderon. Further back to McLansbrook. Starting to come through now, the 30 of Kennedy. And Kennedy goes to the inside to get past McLansbrook as they head into the top turns. At the front of the field, a bit of tossing and turning here as they make their way down the pit straight and into the pit turn. Waddell is your leader. Pring is in second. Bahia up the inside of Pring into turn number one and will complete the pass. Claude Ray in the 24 runs in fourth, but Kennedy is now closing in on her. McLansbrough, Cooper and Campbell round out the running order and they're having a great battle at the tail end of the field. At the front, Waddell in the 16 leads the way. Pring is holding Bahia off for the moment. Then it's Claude Ray, a gap back to Kennedy, who's closing in fast. They're across the line to complete lap number two. Waddell and Bahia now getting the pass done on Pring. So Bahia in the three cart, that's the Cosmic, purple and white. Heads up along the back straight. Around the top of the circuit. Bahia on the back of the 16 of Joseph Waddell. And Waddell in the Tony cut. Holding on. Bahia, though, makes the move going into the second left-hander. At the start of the S's, and Bahia gets a great hole shot through the S's now and opens up a handy little buffer as Waddell has got Pring right on his back bumper. They concertina back together around the top of the circuit. Bahia, Waddell, Pring, Claude Ray is your running order, and here comes Kennedy in the 30. So with four laps now completed in heat number four of junior performance here in the first round of the Southern Stars Series of 2019. It's nose to tail at the front of the field. Bahia, Waddell and Pring. They've skipped away from Claude Ray now. In fact, it's not Claude Ray anymore. Making the move at the top of the circuit was Kennedy. So it's Kennedy, Claude Ray, Cooper. Then it's Campbell and McLansbrough who loses another spot. Bahia skips away through the S's, but it looks like Waddell and Pring have got the outright horsepower to pull back Lewis Bahia by the end of the straight. And now it is a four-way train at the front of the field. So Lewis Bahia, Joseph Waddell. Oh, Pring gets sideways, coming through the kink onto the start-finish straight. And that's all Kennedy needed. And Kennedy now moves to third position. Claude Ray, Cooper, Campbell, McLansbrough is the running order as we're on lap 7 of 10. Around the top of the circuit, race leader Bahia has got Joseph Waddell right on his back bumper as they head down the pit straight into the pit turn. Bahia in the three. Waddell. Then it's Kennedy who's also looking for a way by as the laps count down. Pring staying with Kennedy now. Then it's back to Cooper who's made the pass on Claude Ray. They head through the dip. Campbell's trying to make the move as well along the back straight. It's Campbell on the inside of Claude Ray, but Claude Ray will hold that spot for the moment. Bahia, Waddell, Kennedy and Pring are your top four. The race leader completing eight laps. It's Bahia, Waddell, Kennedy, Spring. They're starting to string out now here in the late part of this race. Around the top of the circuit, race leader Lewis Bahia in cart number three. Doing a good job and just extending his gap slightly as Kennedy looks to the inside of Waddell. And Kennedy takes second place. Pring also thought he'd have a crack at Waddell whilst he had lost a bit of momentum as Kennedy had made the pass. And that put Pring into trouble because Connor Cooper in the 91 thought he might have a crack at fourth place as well. They're around the top of the circuit for the final time. And race leader is Lewis Bahia. And as Bahia comes to the checkered flag, Kennedy second, Waddell, Pring. Then it's back to Cooper, Campbell, Claudere, and McLansborough. Round out heat number four of Junior Performance. Junior Light and Heavy on the circuit now as we look at the runners in this fourth heat. We've got Joseph Camilleri in the 65, Reg Barry in the 6. Then it's a 97 of Matthew Hansford Taylor. The 86 is Charlie Von Thien. Hugh White is in the P15. Hayden Crossland's in the 7. Mitchell Saunderson's in the 3. Kai Young's in the 38. And then the P94 is Connor Richards. Away and racing, even start, the 65 getting the best of it down the inside, and following them through is Crossland and Sanderson. Saunderson in the 3, so the two PCRs working their way up quickly through the field as Joseph Camilleri in the Camilleri Transport, number 65, leads the way for the moment. Around the top of the circuit, and Crossland makes the move to take the lead from Saunderson in the 3. Camilleri is next. Then it's back to Barry. Further back is Hansford Taylor with Von Thien, Young, White and Richards rounding out the running order. So for Crossland and Saunderson, the two drivers, you can see they're two completely different heights and sizes of the drivers there in this heat number 4 as the front of the field. Mitchell Saunderson in a very upright position. And off the track, Crossland. And Saunderson is going to make the easy pass, heading down into their turn number 1. So Saunderson sitting very upright, Crossland laying down a lot more in that cart. And Saunderson now with the advantage at the front of the field. Saunderson, Crossland. Then it's back to Camilleri, Barry, Hansford, Taylor, Von Thien, Young, White and Richards rounds out the field. So as they head across the start-finish line, the 3 of Mitchell Saunderson in, leading the way, the PCR cart from the 7 of Hayden Crossland, another of the PCRs. Then it's the Arrow, the 65 of Joseph Camilleri, Reg Barry in the 6. Then it's Matthew Hansford Taylor in the 97, Charlie Von Thien in the 86, Hugh White in the 15P, Kai Young in the 38, and then the 94P is Connor Richards. So four laps now completed, and Mitchell Saunderson with the fastest lap of the race, a 35.021. Hayden Crossland, 35.466, his best. Camilleri, a 36.3. Barry in the 36s, a 36.3 as well. Hansford Taylor and Von Thien all within a hundredth of a second of each other, or two hundredths of a second of each other, actually. So Saunderson now at half race distance has a comfortable 2 second buffer at the front of the field. Then Crossland has about almost 4 seconds between himself and Joseph Camilleri, who now has the six of Reg Barry right on his back bumper. So Barry looking to the inside of Camilleri as they head around the top of the circuit. Not close enough to pull off the pass. So Barry gathers things up again as the leader. Mitchell Saunderson completes lap number six. Camilleri seems to have held off the challenge from Barry at this point in time, although Barry gets a fantastic run out of the S's, and Barry has got the momentum now as they head through the dip and up onto the back straight. Barry looking to try and make a move into the top turns, but couldn't get up beside Camilleri, and so they hold station for the moment. So Barry had a brilliant run out of the S's that time. Oh, the 65 has got a loose back bumper.
Right, you know how to do that?
Yep. Loose back bumper has seen the meatball flag go out to the 65. That's the mechanical black flag. Black flag with an orange circle. And you can see the number flashing up for the driver who is required to cowl into the pits. Unfortunately, that will put Camilleri out of this race. So, cross the line now. Camilleri had dropped back behind Barry. Hansford Taylor is right behind Camilleri. Haven't had a signal from Camilleri to say that he saw that meatball flag, but it is the white flag. White flag is out now for Mitchell Saunderson, who comes across the line here. Heat number four of Junior Light and Heavy. Crossland still in second position. Now Barry and Camilleri. Camilleri has got the 97 of Hansford Taylor. Hansford Taylor trying to make a move on Camilleri here in the dying stages of this race. Mitchell Saunderson is going to take the win here in heat number four of the Southern Star Series, Junior Light and Heavy. Crossland comes home in second. Hansford Taylor still trying to grab a spot from Camilleri, but it's Barry. Camilleri, one lap. And Hansford Taylor, Von Thien, White, Young and Richards. The novices out on the circuit now. The novices are your 6 till 9, no, 6 and 7 age group.
7 to 9.
7 to 9. I keep thinking they're 6. 7 to 9 age group. So the novices forming up now. There's the 30 of Luke Kennedy, Kobe McKinney in the 73, Elijah Said in the 4, Corey Carson in the 19, Luke McKinnon in the 88A, Riley Bates is in the 12P, the 14 is Riley Blaxall, the 14P is Brody Trupono. Then you have a few more of the P-platers. Ayrton Dalmaso in the 10P. Behind him, Hugh Schweiker in the 88P. And Mitchell Love in the 16P will round out the running order. So as they form up, just a reminder, you can see some of the work being done here at the Canberra Kart Racing Club, thanks to D Group, who have been preparing the extension of the track, and just been informed over the weekend. It's an 18-month project, so mid-next year, the hope is that the Canberra Kart Racing Club will have that 1.2 kilometre track. No start this time by. No start as the front row was well and truly out of order. So, the novices, the youngest division here in karting in New South Wales.
Ben, you'll have to watch at the end of the race so we don't send anybody early into the pits on this one.
Quite a disparity in speed throughout this field and, of experience. So, again... No, oh, we've got a spinner at the front of the field. That's the Luke Kennedy cart in the 30. So Luke Kennedy now will have to try and catch up and get back on the front row. So 08 cart, I think, is Jake McKinnon. Have to check that. No, there is the 88 out there. That's Hugh Schweiker in the 88P. So I think that might be the 08, might actually be Jake McKinnon. Once again, they're set in formation. So hopefully we'll get them slowed down along that back straight and keep them together. And now we'll get a... start this time by heat four of the novices. Away and racing, and a great start out of the third row by the 14 of Riley Blaxall finds himself in the lead. They work through the S's for the first time. Also of a good start, the P-plater in Elijah Saeed, and he's already up to second position. So they work their way along the start-finish line around the top of the circuit. So they work down the pit straight and into the pit turn. It's across the line. Blaxall, Syed, Carson, McInerney, McKinnon, Kennedy, Bates, Del Maso, Trapano, Schreiker, and Love. Through the dip and up onto the back straight now, and Blaxall leads the way. Elijah Saeed in second position. Carson and McInerney nose to tail now as they try to swap positions. But your race leader comes through to complete lap number two. Blaxall, Saeed, Carson, McInerney, McKinnon, Kennedy, Bates, Trapano, Del Maso, Schreiker, and Love is your running order. Leaders under pressure here, Blaxall and Saeed. Saeed to the inside. They're side by side around the top turns now, and Saeed will take the spot. Saeed into the lead from Riley Blaxall. Saeed Blaxall. Now we see McInerney also making a pass around the top of the circuit. He moves up into third position, dropping Corey Carson in the 19 down to fourth place. Jake McKinnon in the 88 is next. Luke Kennedy in the 30. Riley Bates in the P12. Then it's Brody Trapano in the 14. Del Maso in the 10. Schweiker in the 88. And Love in the 16. The leaders head around the top of the circuit, and it looks like Saeed has been able to pull out A handy buffer now. Although, no, he makes a mistake at the top of the circuit. And that has allowed Blaxall back through. So now Blaxall... Oh, sorry. They've come up on the back marker of Mitchell Love. So the back marker... In fact, they're saying that's Hugh Swiker on the timing. So it's the 11 card. And the leader is starting to work through the traffic. So past Swiker now. Heavy traffic for your race leader. And Elijah Sayed has had to deal with that right throughout this weekend. Blaxall, though, is making the best of that traffic. And Blaxall now gets a big hole shot as it's three wide coming onto the start-finish straight. And Sayed has been caught in the traffic once again. So Blaxall now trying to get past the 16 of Love. And, oh, we got the 11 slow on the circuit there. Oh, and just clipped the 88 of McKinnon, I think. No, that would be the P88 of Schweiker. So hopefully the Love card is all right. Our leaders in heavy traffic as their final lap is about to start. Oh, no, we're one lap off here. So this is two laps to go. So it's Blaxall who leads now as the traffic's been cleared for the moment. Sayed now 3.5 seconds back off the lead. Then it's McInerney, Carson, McKinnon, Kennedy, Bates, Love, Dalmaso, Schweiker, and Trapano. The leader across the start-finish line. Then it goes back to Sayed. So that gap now, 3.2 seconds. Clearing the traffic is the 73 of McInerney. Now it'll be the 19 of Carson coming up on the back marker. As the white flag will be due out this time. So as Riley Blaxall comes across the line, Sayed doing a good job, just taken almost a second off that lead in the last lap. But it looks like Blaxall will have enough of a gap as that heavy traffic has certainly played a factor once again in this novices' heat. They work their way around towards the finish line now. The race leader to the checkered flag. And a race leader, the 14 of Riley Blaxall. Elijah Sayed got the gap down to 2 seconds in the end. Oh, Sayed, hopefully, I hope he didn't go past the back markers. And so the race won by Riley Blaxall. Sayed in the four. Kobe McInerney in the 73. Corey Carson, Jake McKinnon, Luke Kennedy. Then it's Bates, Love, Dalmaso, Schweiker, and Trapano. Novices, heat number four in the book here in the Burco Engineering Southern Star Series presented by St. George Kart Centre and Remo Racing. All right, getting set now for senior performance. We've got one kart still on the grid. So that is the Nicholas Cooley 5 kart. Yep. So they're waiting to get that kart out. But we've got the 22, William Schmar. The 31 is Brock Stinson for Josh Staples. The 6 is Chris Barry. Sean Chiwetere is the 19. The 17 is Lachlan Strickland. Jude Barguana is the 79. The 34 is Oliver McLansborough. The 5 is Spencer Bradley. The 22 is Scott Ratman. Aaron Bell in the 9. The 63 is Gary Hodges. And Nicholas Cooley, they're just probably going to let him out if he can get out at the back of the field here as they go past now. So senior performance here in... So Cooley still hasn't come out of the pit lane out of the from the dummy grid. So Nicholas Cooley, you'll see when he does come out, has got a blue plate which signifies the New South Wales state champion, or in fact a state champion. So we get set. No, just getting the report. Nicholas Cooley won't be out here in heat number 4 of senior performance. So we've got the lights and heavies in two separate groups here as they come to the start line. In good tight formation. And racing jump from Staples out of the second row, but it's Brock Stinson who gets the lead. Oh, Stacks on the mill. Staples has had a spin in the pack there. Barry's involved further back in the heavies. And I'm not sure which of the 22s that one is that is... It's Scott Ratman in the 22 that's fallen right to the back of the field, we think, with the two 22s out there. It does get confusing because you've got William Schmar, who's also got the 22 on his card. But they come across the start-finish line. Stinson leading the way from Chiwetere. No, that's definitely Scott Ratman now, just getting passed by Oliver McLansborough in the 34. Then you go back to Strickland, Barguana in the 79, Bradley, Bell, then it's Staples, Hodges, Barry, and oh no, sorry, it is Ratman. So Ratman was the cart that got involved in that turn one incident. So as the race leader heads back towards the start-finish line to complete lap number 2, Stinson, Chiwetere, now McLansborough is up to third. Then it's Schmar, Strickland, Barguana. Still all those four carts from third on back are in a tight battle for the lead. Now Staples. He's trying to make his way forward once again. As they head... Oh, spinner at the top of the circuit. So that would be Sean Chiwetere, I think, who has had the off there. Stinson leading the way from McLansborough. Then it's Schmar. Further back then to Strickland and Barguana. A gap back then to Bradley in the Tony Kart number 5. Staples is trying to close up that gap now as Chiwetere is closing in. Chiwetere looks to make the move. Stinson, McLansborough, Schmar, Strickland. Then it's Barguana. So Stinson. Greg McLeod. Oh, Greg McLansborough to the grid, please. Greg McLansborough, could you please go to the grid? So Brock Stinson, Oliver McLansborough up into second position now. Schmar, Barguana, Strickland. Staples trying to recover from that early spin. Then it's back to Bradley. Chiwetere also having dramas at the top of the circuit. Here comes Chiwetere making the move into turn number 1 on the 5 of Spencer Bradley. But he couldn't quite pull it off there. So as they head through the dip and up onto the back straight, the race leader is still Brock Stinson. Stinson, a 33.8, his last lap. And that is 0.2 of a second faster than Oliver McLansborough. Third place is becoming quite a battle as Jude Barguana has made the move on William Schmar and Jude McLansborough. Jude Barguana up into third position. Smar, Strickland, Staples, Chibuteri, Bradley, Bell, Hodges, Barry Ratman is still the running order. Three laps remaining now as your race leader is Brock Stinson. Brock Stinson followed by McLansborough. That gap is 2.8 seconds between first and second. Barguana sits in third. Then it's Schmar, Strickland, Staples, Chibuteri, Bradley, Bell, Hodges, Barry and Ratman. Two laps left for Brock Stinson, who comes across the line. So Stinson leading the way. Behind Stinson is McLansborough. Further back to Barguana, Schmar, then it's Strickland and Staples. Chibuteri trying to close up that gap and grab back as many positions as he can find. White flag out now for Brock Stinson. Stinson leading the way. McLansborough. Then it's Barguana. Schmar. And Strickland. Staples, Chibuteri, Bradley, Bell. Hodges, Barry and Ratman. Just haven't been able to recover from that spin earlier in the race on turn number one. Checkered flag is out. Brock Stinson takes the victory. McLansborough home in second. Barguana is third. Schmar is fourth. Strickland. Then it's back to Staples. Chibuteri. Bradley. Bell's the next one across with Hodges in the 63. Then we'll have Barry and Scott Ratman rounding out the running order. Okay, we get set now for tag 125. Of course, the previous race of tag restricted, which saw Scott Chadston take victory from Eric Reeves, Philip Bowen, Adrian Del Maso, Josh Love, Robert Nola, Francois Joubert, then it's Mark Chadston and David Haviv. So as we get set now for the tags, it's Ryan Mills in the 2, Adam Martin in the 34. That's the lights. Then the heavies, which have had an interesting weekend. The 47's Martin Gear. The 37's Tarn Ether. Brendan Shays in the 10. Lance Horn in the 49. And James Ordish is in the 17. As they head in. Oh, a spin. Martin is off the circuit. Well, he's spun around, I should say, in turn number one. So Mills is the light that is out in front in the 2. Then you go back to, I think that's in the blue driving suit, Martin Gear. So Gear in the 47 will be running in second place. Or is that Tarn Ether in the 37? That's Tarn Ether in the 37. So that's the Gunning Service Centre cart. Lance Horn is next. Then it's Gear. Further back then to Brennan Shea in the 10. And then it's the orange helmet of James Ordish. Further back then to Adam Martin, who is trying to recover from that spin in turn number one. So Ryan Mills out in front. Tarn Ether in the 37. Showing some good speed here to stay with the lights. Further back then you have Lance Horn, who's got a fair bit of pressure being applied to his back bumper by Martin Gear. Brendan Shea, those three running nose to tail. And then you have James Ordish a little bit further back with Martin closing in on him. So Lance Horn around the top of the circuit. And Horn with Gear and Shea right on his back bumper. Ordish is becoming part of this battle now as well. As the leader completes lap number three into turn number one, Lance Horn in third position, Gear in fourth, Shea in the 10, Ordish, and now Martin is on the battle as well. They head up the back straight, and you could see then Martin Gear just trying to adjust the carburetor, change the tune somewhat to improve the performance here, to try and find a way to get past Lance Horn in that 49. So as they head down, and Martin into turn one makes the pass on James Ordish. Ryan Mills in the two leads by 1.3 seconds. Tarnitha is in second place. He has a comfortable 2.6 second gap back to the battle for fourth position, for third position, sorry. Horn, Gear, Shea, Martin and Ordish have swapped positions again, but Martin will hold up and start to move forward here with the weight advantage he has. He dives up Brennan Shea and will take fourth position now. So Lance Horn, Adam Martin trying to make the move on him. He should have the pace heading up the back straight, and Martin makes the pass easily into third. Horn, Shea, then it's back to Gear and Ordish, the running order, as your leader completes six laps. Ryan Mills across the start-finish line. Mills, Ether, Martin, Horn, Shea, Gear, and Ordish. So Brennan Shea in the 10 has moved forward here, and now is on the back bumper of the 49 of Lance Horn. Horn in the Monte Carlo, Shea in the OTK cart as they head across the start-finish line. Nose to tail, but it's Horn who holds on to that fourth position. So your leader, Ryan Mills, heading around the top of the circuit now. He's just set the fastest lap of the race, a 33. In fact, no, he hasn't set the fastest lap of the race. Martin has done that. He's just set his fastest lap, a 33.0. But Adam Martin, with a 32.905, has got the fastest lap of the race. He's done another 32.9 now. And Mills, a 33.2. Last time by is about 0.4 of a second slower than the charging Martin. But with one lap left to go, Mills should be safe as he heads into the pit turn and to the checkered, to the white flag. Mills leading the way. Tarnitha in second. Martin has only got 0.8 of a second to catch, and he's running about a second faster than Tarnitha. So this could be interesting in the battle for second now, as Brennan Shea is past Lance Horn, Martin Gear and James Ordish. So the checkered flag is out, and Ryan Mills takes the victory. Mills takes the win. Martin makes a lunge at the line, but Tarnitha holds on for second. Martin is third, Shea, Horn, Gear and Ordish is the running order as we complete the tag heat number four here in the Southern Star Series, round number one, brought to you by Burco Engineering.